Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Let's do it.
All right, happy Friday, everybody. Welcome on in. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Leroy and I are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. It is a beautiful Friday. People getting in on the action, Leroy, gathering around.
You have a shirt that looks like they have the same shirt with the dogs playing poker.
What are you talking about, man? That's my Jaguar shirt.
Yeah, but the shirt, the material looks like as if they would have had, if you had another shirt with the dogs.
I love this
playing
shirt.
Poker.
I saw this and I was like, ooh. It's got to have it.
Those are the meanest Jaguars I've seen in quite some time.
You can't mess with a Jaguar, man. Go and just snatch a crocodile like it's nothing.
Well, lucky for me, I ain't messing with neither one of them.
That's true.
Like, it's not like, oh, if I could take a...
You need to get some of your golf up in this place, though.
I got you.
That's how it's got to go, man. Come on. We got all these big screens. Oh, that one's got it up there. All right.
Is that it?
Yep. I think so.
Wow, Daniel. Oh, he's just one of them. Man, this is a tough tournament. It is.
Have things shaken up today?
It just came on air, so.
Tiger just, he tweets, he's off at 49.
Yeah.
I think.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's that to check out for sure. We have some playoff basketball to talk about from last night, some Heat trade rumors to get to that Robbie and I were working out before the show, which
what
is always fun. What? That's the best part, man.
We're just scientists here. We take information and we see how it works.
If I see a Heat trade rumor, we gotta kind of just stumble around it and see how it works.
So all right.
We'll get
What?
What?
Jordan Spieth.
He's not playing like crap?
No.
He's starting to roll. He's playing like the next Tiger?
He's in second place.
How about that?
4 under today.
Let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now. Your word this hour is dive. D-I-V-E, dive. Text that to 72881 and you're registered. It is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. You'll have another chance at the top of next hour. And it's brought to you by Anna John Levine. Accident attorneys, call them at 1-800-747-FREE. Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right, Leroy, I take it you have your...
Sure do.
Got your thing ready. All right. We've got a little Marlins.
Spider watch.
Little Mets tonight. Marlins Park. Mets at Marlins. Your pitching matchup, Jake DeGrom going for the Mets. Trevor Richards for the hometown. Marlins, Trevor Richards, 0-5, 4.46.
The 0-5 doesn't matter. The 4-6-5 is not that great either.
Well, that's why you're 0-5.
Well, and his team's not good either.
40 strikeouts, 23 walks, giving up 7 home runs.
He's got that changeup, though. That changeup is sick. Filthy.
DeGrom did hit a home run off of him.
DeGrom's okay, not pitching great.
But his bad starts are against everybody else. He slump busts against the Marlins.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Everybody slump busts
And he last time he faced Richards, he hit a home run off
Doesn't
of him.
Doesn't the entire league at this point slump
yes.
bust against the Marlins?
Yes. I bet you DeGrom's ERA is under 1 against the Marlins, and it's like over 5 against everybody else.
The only thing that they can help the Marlins right now is like people getting overconfident, and they're just getting plastered going to Miami because they think, oh, we're taking on the Marlins.
Need the power of South Beach?
Yeah, the Marlins might need to take advantage of the power of South Beach, and then all of a sudden you got some South Beach flu going out there. Like those Sundays, they need to start taking advantage of Sundays.
Got it.
But I don't know, man.
Let's just put it this way. They'll still be scoreless by Tuesday.
Tobin, we know. We know. Just saying. Other big news is that Kevin Durant, his calf injury is a little more serious than they thought.
Yo.
So he'll be out until they tell us he's not.
Let's just put it this way.
Uh-huh.
When you strain the calf, you try to walk it off, but you can't go. When it's something more serious, you look like you can barely walk, and everybody wonders if it's an Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I'm not shocked that we're here. I just think everybody said, oh, calf is better than Achilles. He could come back.
No, I would play that game too, though, because I wouldn't want the Blazers going into a series feeling froggy, like, oh, we could take him. They're wounded. Let's take an advantage. So if you just put the idea out there that he could return, I think it does. I get why you would mentally want to play that game, but it doesn't seem like he's coming back for the series.
Here's the problem, though. In sports, you can only play the guy that's in front of you. So there's no getting ready for and hope he plays and have two different game plans and all this stuff. No. Whoever dresses, five come on the floor, you have a game plan against them. And it's always been that way. So,
well, the game plan yesterday was blowing a big lead.
Yeah.
I really thought I was not even going to come close to the 7.5, and then it got dicey. But I didn't cover last night. My stupid pick.
You picked the Warriors?
Yeah.
I thought that was a good bet piece, honestly.
Robbie and I were on the same wavelength. Like, no Durant, they play better. I don't know.
They have a point to prove.
Here.
Okay.
The Warriors are not better without Kevin Durant.
They're not better, but they just have more of a chip on their shoulder to prove. No,
they're more hyper-focused.
Different. So their game looks more like what it did before KD got there.
It's way more pleasing to watch.
But when KD's there, you have a little more ISO because he is a guy that can get a shot and shoot from anywhere. So you run more game through him, and he isolates a little bit more. And that's the only reason why, people may think that they're better.
Steph Curry's brother Seth was saying he thinks that it's a tougher defend when he's not there because
the ball moves so much. Right.
Like,
but it
does make sense. Like, again, you can't say that you're a more talented team without Kevin Durant. You're not a more talented team.
You're just different.
But that's a machine, man. Like, they've been doing this now for the better part of a half decade.
The more impressive thing is how quickly they went back to, playing the game that they played before KD mm-hmm. got there. That's the most impressive thing. Because they just picked up, like, hey, this is the kind of game we got to play. This is what we're going to play. When KD comes back, hey, we're going to go to the big fella a little bit more, get him in his spots because he's that dominant. But they have so many different ways that they could beat you. Everybody was questioning their defense. They've seemed to ratchet that up a little bit. So I'm more impressed with the number of different ways that they can not necessarily win, but just play. And so I could see how Seth feels that way, that he's running around a little bit more and they're supposed to be a little bit worse.
Yeah, I mean, CJ McCollum was brick city late in that game. Like, he had some good looks.
Right.
And I guess because that Jennifer chick was in the building, he got shook. I don't know what to tell you.
Jennifer?
Yeah.
He has, some Twitter thing.
He's a Twitter troll, Jennifer, who was like, why don't you guys focus on winning a playoff series? And he had this famous reply that says, I'm trying, Jennifer. And everybody's like, oh, that's so sad. CJ McCollum, why would you say it like that? And he met her last night. She was on the jump live from the arena. I think he got shook late in that game.
The Raptors and Bucks are tonight. 8:30 is your tip time. Milwaukee leads the series 1-0. The line tonight is 6.5 in favor of the Bucks. I'm sure one of you has that.
I want to see Milwaukee play Golden State.
Okay.
For the simple reason that even with KD, you can put Draymond on the Greek Freak, and you can try to, say he's very aggressive defensively. But if you trap him or do some of that stuff, they seem to have the players around him that can make plays.
I would say the matchup, I think, is going to swing to Milwaukee a lot more if he's not there. Like, if they were to take on Toronto without Kevin, I still think that Golden State wins that series.
By the way, the Warriors will not have home court against either team in the finals.
Lollygagging.
I have a question. I've always wondered, people complain about, making a big deal about having a home court.
Yep.
But if I gave you a choice, would you rather have the two first games on the road or the two first games at home?
I think you'd rather have the first two games at home.
Home.
I'd rather have them on the road and split.
Well, in the old NBA Finals.
You're in the same spot, though. Okay, you win one of the two, you now have home court.
Yeah, but
everyone likes to get to have that confidence of going up 2-0.
To me, I feel like that pressure swings back really easily because usually the better team, they're going to win a game on the road anyway. So I don't know. Like, no, I think that stuff's always overblown.
In the old format, I'd rather have the middle three games than have the home court. I'd rather have games 3, 4, and 5 at home. But now they changed the format back to the way it is normally.
Still, it just seems like very rarely does team go up 2-0.
San Jose and St. Louis play tonight. Western Conference Finals in the NHL.
Do some scouting.
San Jose up 2-1. Looks like the Bruins might be heading out west to
San
Jose. Hey, the Bruins won yesterday.
Don't care. Wearing all my gear.
Did you see those power play
goals? This guy's decked out in Bruins gear.
You are such a fraud. I'm not going to let you sit here and celebrate the Boston Bruins when you were such a phony and wouldn't claim
that
the Boston Celtics.
That top line, Pasternak, Marchand.
-1.
Bergeron.
-1.
Oh, so good.
You don't want to take the lickings of the Celtics. You don't get to celebrate.
-1.
Chara was injured but still dressed so he could go out on the post-game skate.
I'm sure he's injured because it's an actual corpse out there on skates.
He is 700 years old, yep, and 7 feet tall.
By the way, there's
and
fake.
Tuca's all over it, man.
There's this fake stat going out there.
Tuca, your headphones off.
That wasn't funny.
Nah, it was funny. It's funny because everybody here laughed.
Point, like point for Toby.
Make it quick because we're going to get to the PGA.
What, this stat that they're throwing out there that Boston's, if the Bruins win, they're going to be the first team with the Boston, what, the triple?
Since 1931.
But they're including some of these in the same season. The Patriots, they won the Super Bowl. That was the 2018 season. This is the 2019 season. That's not the same year.
They're counting calendar year.
They're counting school year?
Calendar year. Hey, don't be jealous. Don't lash out because you're jealous.
They won the Super Bowl this year, but this is a 2018 season. When you go back in the history, it says the Patriots are 2018 Super Bowl champions, not 2019.
You're going to have to break down walls in the JetBlue terminal at Logan because they don't have enough space for all the flags, for all the banners. Anywho.
He's totally right. Like, nobody thinks of the Canes 2002 champions, even though that's when the Rose Bowl was.
It's 2001.
It's the 2001 Canes.
It's just a stat, man. You can take it however you want.
It's not a stat.
Hey, let's get to the PGA leaderboard brought to you by Golf Miami Dade. Save $5 on your next round using promo code MAJOR. Visit golfmiamidade.com.
The Red Sox lost 2018, by the way.
For tee times, and don't forget to use the promo code MAJOR to save $5 on your next round. golfmiamidade.com.
Hey, I'm Beast. I don't know plurals, and I don't know years.
Leroy.
Boys, we got to shake up on the leaderboard.
We do.
Brooks Koepka is still 7-under.
Okay.
He's leading, but he tees off at 149. Jordan Spieth shot 4-under today. He's in second place. Dustin Johnson shot 67. He's in third place. Daniel Berger shot 4-under. He's at 4-under. And then you got Tommy Fleetwood having teed off. And then I'm a butcher this, but I'm going to try. Jazz Janawatananan.
I don't even know.
Is 3-under, and very rarely do I come across a flag I'm not familiar with, but I am not. Other than that, Tiger tees off. He played with Brooks Koepka, so he tees off there. A couple of guys backing up. Danny Lee, the Asian Australian, he shot 4-over and is at 2-under. Other than that, we'll see. Tiger tees off, like I said, in a minute, and we'll see how the evening crew does. But not many people under par. Tie for 12th is at 1-under. So if you're even par, you're in top 20.
We also have Canes baseball tonight here on the ticket. Canes and Duke, they have a come-from-behind win last night. They're going to host, baby.
All right.
Was it Georgia Tech? Georgia Tech win?
No, it was against Duke last night.
No.
What are you asking?
Here, Mr. Hurricanes, they are a game behind
Georgia Tech. In the Coastal.
In the Coastal. So, this last series, they need to win so they can take at least have win by one game over Georgia Tech. Because if they tie, they have the tiebreaker. And then they'll probably host.
They're going to host. I think they're going to host anyways. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Did Georgia Tech win?
I'm looking.
By the way, I'm impressed that Leroy knows the standings of the Coastal and ACC baseball.
Georgia Tech won 12-7 over Pittsburgh
last
night.
So there's still one game back.
But that
Georgia
doesn't
Tech.
That doesn't matter. That's in the conference, and that'll matter for the conference tournament. But they are still going to host.
Okay.
They're still going to host.
Okay.
Well, they still have to play the ACC tournament.
Yeah. Okay.
They're still going to host.
Okay. Now, I don't know much about college baseball, but Joseph Gackey does, right?
Yes. You can say that twice.
Okay. All right. That's where I got the information from.
Well done, Leroy.
So
do you know more about Canes baseball than him?
I don't, but I just.
Okay. So that's where I got my information from.
I also got off the phone with a very high UM source that said they've been basically assured as long as they win the series against Duke, they will host.
Weren't they also assured of not being in the Pinstripe Bowl this past year?
Yeah. same source.
You're the worst. Wait, you like, hey, you
impressive
need a new
that,
source.
Impressive that your source is able to call you from a box.
Same source.
You've been boxed in.
Somebody said, I don't know the golfer's name, but I'm positive Leroy said it wrong. man, I'm telling you, I was close.
All right, a juicy Heat trade rumor.
No, that's you and
juicy
Robbie making stuff
heat
up.
Trade rumor.
Fine.
Next.
Slim M. Roms. Taz. Tobin. 790 ticket.
Pat Riley did hustling, trying to side and trade something. Ain't no telling what you do.
It is Summer Leroy and Beast. We're live from the Summer Hard Rock Poker Room. I don't know if this quite qualifies as whale. It's just juicy. I wouldn't say this is even steak.
An overpriced porpoise.
I would say like this is like it's like a nice juicy burger.
Nope.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
It's a juicy burger.
You know what this is?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Tilapia.
No. No, that's not nice. Tilapia? Man-made fish? How dare you?
Okay. Under what circumstance?
Hold on, let me tell what the story is. Not everybody
Fine.
Knows what you know. All right? Radio. So there's a rumor from the Sporting News. There's a report, I should say. And they say that the Heat have interest in Grizzlies point guard Mike Conley. Now, Grizzlies have the number 2 pick. They're 100% drafting John Morant. Outside of, like, Zion committing murder and then Ja Morant ends up the number 1 pick and shakes things up. But barring an unforeseen circumstance, they got their eyes set on Ja Morant.
Or are he going back to Duke, like Wendy said?
Oh, I mean, that was the fakest story of all fake stories, Windhorst. Look at me, everybody. I have buzz. I have buzz that's around the league. Zion might be going back and turning down the greatest rookie shoe deal of all time. You know, Wendy, so like, bro, what do you? LeBron's not in the playoffs. You need people to look at you. Like, what is the deal there? I didn't get that. But there's a report that the Heat are interested in Mike Conley. That they've been interested in for a long time. They wanted to sign him back in the summer of 2016. But he ended up signing a monster deal to stay in Memphis.
And everybody went,
ooh. They're like, Mike, what? So, yes, that Mike Conley. He had a bad injury a couple years ago. He only played 12 games. Last year he played 70. Grizzlies stunk. They were going through big transitions. They were trying to basically put this thing in the dumper. And he averaged over 21 points. I think he shot like 36% from three. He's been one of the better point guards in the league for a long time. I mean, he has been a very, 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 very good player. So, Robbie and I got to talking.
Here's what
we got
you're
to
doing.
Talking.
That's
we
the problem doing. Right there. That's
we
the
got
issue.
To talking.
That's
I'm
going to
tell
issue.
You what you're doing, right?
Scientists. Mm-hmm.
You're not scientists.
You're trying to justify it, right? Because at any other point in time, if I came to you and said, what do you think about the Heat trading for Conley?
Uh-huh.
You'd be like, oh, $32 million a year? No way. But now, because you hear the rumors – You're trying to.
It's not really justifying. We're talking it out, Leroy.
Yeah,
no one's talking ourselves into anything.
I'm not sure if we want Mike Conley, but if it's a rumor out there that it could happen, we have to do the science to see how it works.
That's not like science.
It is science.
No, it's not. It's YouTube BSing it up.
Well, how are we BSing it up? We didn't bring it up. The sporting news did. Do you not respect the sporting news?
You can ignore it. That's what you can do because you know it's a bunch of hogwash.
Let's do that. Let's be in a sports talk universe and just ignore stuff that's out there connected to the Heat.
Okay.
Aren't you in charge of programming? Like, what is your deal?
Okay. Let's
don't ask me about my deal.
We will.
For me to know and not you.
We will amuse you.
All right. So here's what you would do in this situation. Okay. Most likely.
Now.
Most likely. Right. Now, if Goran Dragic were to opt in, I can't imagine them going after it. Doesn't make any sense because you're going to have Justice Winslow, who's going to get a lot of time handling the ball, and Goran Dragic getting a lot of time handling the ball. I can't imagine them even thinking it. However, if Goran Dragic were to get a multi-year deal on the table and he's gone, and he says, listen, I love you guys, but I must go. I must go. Goran must move on. We Mother of Dragons, no more Game of Thrones, I leave. So he leaves. If he were to leave, let's play silly and say he does. Make me sad, but let's say he does. The only thing that really makes sense as a big chip for this would be if the Heat can move Whiteside to the Memphis Grizzlies. And what that would do is they would get salary cap relief basically for 1 year. So they would get out of the Conley deal. Because assuming he's not going to opt out of $35 million next year. This year he makes $32 million. So if Hassan Whiteside was to opt in, because we still don't know that he's going to do that, although it would be pretty crazy if he did, you trade him as the main piece over to the Grizzlies, thinking that they're going to get some relief for the next year. They're building a young team, clearly, around Ja Morant. He's going to be the guy, the focal point. That's what I would see as, like, the main play there. I can't imagine the Heat are going to do into a lot of their role guys because I think Memphis is moving Mike Conley because, one, they're going young, and, two, they want to free up as much money as possible as soon as possible.
Okay, how about this? And Texter brought this up. Will Conley instantly be our best player?
He's definitely the most accomplished player. Yeah, I would think so.
So the answer is yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I would think so. Barring on what you think, like a guy who's going to be 32 and the what you think
is
Justice
he
is going to be.
Old?
Yeah, he's old.
Wow.
He's 31. He's going to be 32 in October.
Yeah.
So it's a 32-year-old season.
I didn't realize he was that old.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Maybe
do Hassan and, let's say, Kelly O for Mike Conley and Avery Bradley.
Avery Bradley off the books.
I think he's got 1 year left. It says 2 years, but I think it really is one. I think it's still accounting for this
you
year.
You guys make a lot of assumptions about certain things. One, every time you hear it's a player option, you just assume that guy's going to opt out. Every time.
We don't think Hassan's going to opt out.
Huh?
We don't think Hassan's going to opt out.
Okay, but I'm saying, you always say, oh, but he'll opt out and we'll get some relief
The only guy I think makes sense opting out is Goran. I think I could see that because if he thinks that there's a situation where Justice is really going to be the starting point guard going into this year and he wants to be the starting point guard or he wants more playing time, or maybe he gets into a situation where he can contend and thinks that a contender really wants me to be a final piece, I could definitely see that. And he's also going to be 34 next year. So if you're going to get one last multi-year deal, you would think being 33, like that year makes a difference, right?
Yeah.
To me, that one makes sense.
No, Hassan, I agree with that.
Hassan has to be pure miserable if he's going to opt out of $27 million. I mean, like, he must hate money and love happiness. Like, that's the only way I can see it happening. It's the only way. But he does. But in that case, it's a little less foggy because I think we know that this team's intentions is to move with Bam as the starting five. Unless he comes back with some super with a really polished shooting and they have the ability to play them both on the floor. But, man, I mean, suggesting that was like suggesting poison to Eric Spoelstra last year. He did not want to try that at all. So, you know, it's something out there. It's a name if you guys are into it. Does it make the Heat any better? You know, I don't know. I don't know if it makes you if it puts you in a position. I don't know how many Heat fans want to have the idea of having a 32-year-old point guard Because I think there's a lot of Heat fans that want to go forward with Justice Winslow as the point guard of the future. So if we look at this situation of, well, all right, well, what does that do for us having Mike Conley other than you feel like you have this new veteran presence that you didn't have with Goran Dragic? Mm-hmm. You know, to me, it's pretty lateral, but it's out there. So
how about this? If you want to make this big trade, just throwing it out there. So if Memphis is in the dumping mode, if they're dumping Mike Conley,
okay,
and the Heat have a lot of multi-year contracts that they want to get rid of, why don't you take on another albatross, Chandler Parsons, expiring contract next year, $25 million. Maybe the Heat can trade Hassan and like three or four bad contracts, throw in a JJ, throw in a Kelly O, and you eat Chandler Parsons for 1 year, and you pick up Mike Conley.
You think Kelly O was bad?
Well, I mean, if they want to get rid of his contract, just throwing it out there.
I think the thing is, though, like the thing with Memphis is they're doing that because they have an uncomfortable position of this guy's been our franchise point guard, and we're drafting a new franchise point guard.
Right.
You know, it's almost like it's a little bit like the Arizona Cardinals, you know, with Josh Rosen and Kyler Murray. Mm-hmm. Like we've had, except, you know, obviously Mike's been there for longer, but we've had this guy forever, so we got to move on and find somebody who wants to do it. And I would think, Robbie, they're going to probably want to do it more of in a quick fix fashion, where I don't think they're going to want to take on a lot of pieces. I think they're going to want as clean a slate for John Morant being the star of that team, and that's it. I don't think they're going to want to link him up with a JJ or a
you can throw in a Ryan Anderson.
the Ryan Anderson thing is a piece too. I mean, if you traded him, that'd be what, $20 million?
$20 million, yeah.
So
Ryan Anderson and Hassan for Conley and Parsons,
maybe. Yeah, they both kind of just wash it that he could think if the Chandler Parsons thing works
Chandler
out for
Parsons
him.
Even play?
No.
Wow. It'd be a $25 million eat for
He's
1 year.
He's a top payroll bandit. He's very impressive.
I mean,
he hasn't been arrested yet.
He's the way in, Chen.
$25 million.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's not, what, 4 years, $100 million or something like
4
that?
4 years, $94 million.
Jesus.
And he hasn't played.
That was in the drunk summer of 16.
Well, last year they didn't even
the
want him around the team.
The drunk summer of 16 it was.
They didn't want him around the team last year. They did the same thing with J.R. Smith and the Cavs. They're like, yeah, just don't hang around us.
I mean, I think J.R. is, I mean, I can't believe he can't get on somebody's team. I mean, he can play. Just
But you have to trade for him.
Right. And he's just a bit of a knucklehead at times.
Yep. I mean, when we say knucklehead, we mean a guy who actually forgot the score in a finals game.
That's
it happens to the best of us.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It actually, you saw LeBron James's mind explode on the court when he witnessed J.R. Smith.
You think he made the call right after that game?
I just think he was just like, what? And you know he loved, like, that's the thing. Like, you know he loves J.R. Smith because the guy won a championship with him, but then he saw that and he goes, but we were playing so good and it was so close. And why would you do that? Rob, you ready to get Magnificent Man?
Oh, this one's going to be a doozy.
Nice.
The Magnificent Seven is next. Yes, you know that music. It can only mean one thing. It is time for the Magnificent Seven. Robbie gives you his best seven plays of the weekend. He's our favorite little degenerate. He's RTD.
That's
he gets
right.
you in for all the action. Get on the action here over the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. Texas Hold'em in Omaha, Pot Limit Omaha. Going down, man, 4 to 10 p.m. with qualifying time starting at 3:30 p.m. Win up to $1,000 every 30 minutes with rollovers. Check that on out. Robbie, are you ready?
Oh, boy. Now,
let's go.
I just got a heads up. There's going to be a lot of lot riding on this Marlins-Mets game today. So we'll start off with a total at 6.5 runs. Now, we know that the Marlins guaranteed zero runs. That's in the bag. 5 of the last 6 Marlins games have gone under. And on the flip side, how many runs are the Mets going to score? Are they going to get to 7 runs? Trevor Richards on the mound. He is rested. He hasn't pitched in 8 days. The only thing you really have to worry about is the lurking Chen, which might not be so bad because he's gone 7 straight scoreless innings. So I think Richards...
He's settled in, has he? He's doing some make-good work?
he's got his ERA down to 9.
Thank you, Wei Yin. We really appreciate it. Thanks, man. The best $20 million you can buy.
9 ERA.
Do they ever bring him in with a lead?
No. They'll be losing 4-0.
Don't be ridiculous.
Richards might go 4 or 5, and they might want Chen to go 2 or 3 innings. But I think he pitches much better in Marlins Park. Take the under 6.5 runs for the game.
Number two.
All right, now there's a prop bet out there that's been winning crazy. This is a train of all trains, and that's the total number of runs for the Marlins. Just the Marlins by themselves is set at 2.5. This is a train. 7 games in a row now, 2 runs or less, and 10 of the last 11, they've been shut out twice in a row at home. DeGrom's on the mound. We've already told you that's a guaranteed 0. 2-for-1 here. Take the under 2.5 runs just for the Marlins alone.
Yeah, it is a train right now, man. I don't know what to tell you. It's depressing.
And keep it going here.
Yes.
Now for the actual game. Who's going to – the spread. Now, throw in 5 catfish on this money line because the Mets opened up at like minus 250. It's gone down to minus 210, which is crazy that all this money is pouring in on the Marlins. You can also give the Mets at giving 1.5, which pays out at minus 115. That's pretty good. But we at the Magnificent 7, we want to get paid. So how about the Mets at -2.5 runs, which pays out at plus 145. We know the Marlins guaranteed 0 runs. The Mets only have to get to 3. Richards' ERA in the mid-4. I think they're going to win this game 4-0, maybe 5-0. You win 3 bets. Take the Mets. Give 2.5 runs. Get paid, folks.
All right, Robbie. I appreciate it, and it's great, and I know the Marlins are a train right now. However, baseball, are you really riding the Magnificent 7 on an entire Marlins game? Because if you lose this game, and if it's hard, like let's just say the Marlins just come out of storming, like it gets a Friday night turns into a Saturday night, then all of a sudden you're 0-3 in the bag, man.
Yeah, like you're
– are you nervous at all?
Look, you're really hitching your train to this locomotive.
Look, gambling takes risks. There's risks involved in every single bet, but something's as sure as this, as the train the Marlins are on right now, this is 3-0 in the bag. In the bag. And maybe you go 2-1-1. Worst case scenario, the Mets win 8-0, and it's 2-1. Worst case scenario. But the other two are in the bag.
All right, number 4.
All right, I know it's boring baseball. I know – but I have to give locks where the locks are given. And you got Astros and Red Sox tonight. The total is set
at
9.5 runs. Now, this is a collision of over trains. The Astros, they're on fire. They've won 8 in a row. They've scored at least 5 runs, 5 games in a row. Towing the slab for the Red Sox, Rick Porcello, his ERA is over 5. Now, the Red Sox, on the other hand, they've overed in 5 games in a row. So do the math. That's 9 out of the last 10 games these two teams have played have gone over. This is an over of all overs. Take the over. 9.5 runs. That's a lot of saying the word over.
Well, let's go over to number 5.
Raptors and Bucks. The total tonight is at 216. Now, the Raptors have undered 2 games in a row, 6 of the last 8. The Bucks have undered 3 games in a row. The Bucks have given up 102 points or less, 4 of their last 5. Now, I know what you're thinking. Kyle Lowry was hot.
But I was thinking that.
He's not going to be that hot again. He was 7 of 9 from downtown. He's due for a clunker. Come back to earth a little bit. Bucks, nasty defense, and the Raptors will try to slow the game down. The Raptors want to keep this thing in the 90s. Take the under, 216.
Number 6, Robbie.
All right. You know how I love the parlays.
Of course.
His face is so red right now.
Now...
I believe we're on like a 4-week parlay streak.
Right.
Yes. And so the Bucks, I think the Bucks, we can all agree the Bucks are going to win the series and move on to the finals. But at minus 440, I feel like that's a little too steep of a price. Don't you guys agree?
I see where you're coming from.
So let's mix it up here. How about, you know what? The Mets are a surefire lock tonight. At minus 217, also too steep. You put that together, that's minus 123, which is good. But I think we could do better than minus 123. Now, it would not let me put the Warriors to win the series in this parlay. Once I put it in the machine, it kicked out the parlay at minus 13. So we need another huge lopsided favorite to win this weekend to hit this parlay. Tobin, can you think of any that are going on this weekend that you might want to talk about on Fighters Fury?
Oh, a little Deontay Wilder, Dominic Brazil.
That's right. Deontay Wilder at minus 1,000. Throw him into the parlay, those 3 locks, and it comes out at minus 101, basically even money for 3 layups without having to give the ridiculous fat odds that you're giving. Bucks to win the series, Mets to win tonight, and Deontay Wilder to beat Brazil, -101, three layups, one big winner.
I respect this, but I'm really worried now.
Yes, if the Marlins do win 4-3, that's four losses.
I really can't wait till he throws out a 7-team teaser.
It's unbelievable. All right, Robbie, and number seven.
Oh boy, we got a little Game of Thrones this Sunday night.
Yeah.
Why you got your head in your hands?
Now we bet movies.
Yeah,
been TV shows.
By the way, Leroy, I sent your viral clip on the breakdown of Game of Thrones out to everybody. So
there's a little bet out there that who will die first between Arya Stark and Sansa Stark. Now, Arya is the favorite to die first at -230.
Of course. What the hell is Sansa doing?
Now, there's a contingency on this bet. If neither of them die, then this bet pushes. So it's kind of a free roll, if you will.
Somebody's dying, man. It's the last one.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be one of those, too. There's plenty of people left.
Can we all agree the most surprising things that have happened in this season have been around Arya? First, she got naked.
Yep.
And then, spoiler.
Pleasant but odd surprise.
Yes, and killing the Night King out of nowhere with her incredible vertical leap.
That was amazing. Ninja talent.
She was a White Walker. That's why.
Yeah. Let's be clear. Arya is not dying. She's had plenty of chances to die. They could have killed her several times. First in the Battle of Winterfell, and she was in King's Landing. Everybody got burned.
I mean, things fell on top of everyone, and she survived.
And not only did she survive, there was a white horse waiting for her after she woke up.
Correct.
Completely healthy, unscratched, ready for her to use.
Amazing.
That was pretty impressive.
Not only that, I think there's a good value in here for her to take the Iron Throne at +3,500. I put that bet in a couple days ago. Sharp money has been on Arya before the season even started at 16-1. And as far as Sansa's concerned, Daenerys might kill Sansa before she dies later in the season. Sansa pings out a +160 while Arya's -230. I think the better value there is on Sansa to die first. And if neither of them die, it's a push. So take Sansa to die first.
Wow, that was something. That was like a labyrinth.
Wow.
I feel like I was just in a gambling labyrinth.
I feel like he made seven bets, and not many of them had anything to do with sports.
I feel like he made every possible bet on Marlins Mets tonight that could exist. There is no more bets to make.
But who's going to kill Sansa? Like, she's just hanging out in the north.
If you've been watching the season, I mean, Mother of Dragons could torture
her. Mother of Dragons is too busy with Westeros, man.
Very mad at her. She's very petty for spreading that lie.
She's a dragon, dude. She's been popping from place to place like it's nothing.
So you think she's going to fly all the way back to the north to go take out Sansa?
Sansa's the one who had the big mouth.
I know it was
Jon Snow originally. Sansa's the one who went ratting.
If Daenerys goes and takes out Sansa, then that Jon Snow's gonna be.
Plus, they had that ice cold stare down at the old table.
They did. That's right.
I'm telling you, man.
They have beef.
They do. They do go on. They do have beef. Well put.
We have beef.
We'll give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 10 minutes. We're back after this.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.